Israeli-Palestinian War. This article offers an in-depth overview of the conflict initiated by Hamas, a terrorist group, against Israel. It examines the involvement of Hezbollah and Iran in this war and discusses the perceptions of Israel by Arab nations. Furthermore, it forecasts the potential outcomes in the region following the end of the conflict. Israel stands united against the recent attack by the Hamas terrorist organization, which has caused shock and is deemed unacceptable. Amidst numerous complex events in the Middle East, Hamas's attack on Israel comes at a time when Israel has been making progress in mending relations with Arab nations. The attack was planned meticulously, raising the question of who was behind it. The United States and Europe provided support to Israel while half of the Islamic nations called for a ceasefire. Meanwhile, Hezbollah and Iran afforded support to Hamas. How were numerous rockets and weapons able to reach Gaza despite the complete blockade and Israeli control over Gaza's internet and telecommunications infrastructure, particularly considering that the underground tunnels from Egypt to Gaza were closed? This has raised doubts about Israel's power, but it has also strengthened its unity. The ease with which Hamas infiltrated Israel and conducted massacres will add to the confusion in Israeli domestic politics. This was a premeditated attack. It is unclear if Hamas can strategize and plan to this extent. Hamas just declared its proximity to merging with the West Bank to be 10 kilometers. The tactics employed in this operation were intricate. On one front, rockets were fired at Tel Aviv by Hamas, while on the other, a ground assault was orchestrated in southern Israel. The attack was launched from terrestrial, aerial, and maritime fronts. They rapidly advanced towards the West Bank and captured a significant amount of Jewish individuals, which they intended to use to their advantage in forthcoming negotiations and bargaining. Hamas seeks to unify with the West Bank, however, Hamas does not have a presence in the West Bank. The West Bank is under the governance of Mahmoud Abbas and the Palestinian Liberation Movement. It is essential to examine which party benefits from this occurrence within the area. The Hamas assault on Israel is what Iran desired the most. The attack by Hamas is detrimental to both the Arab countries and the United States. With U.S. mediation, recent progress has been made towards normalizing diplomatic relations between Israel and Arab countries. The attack by Hamas has the potential to cause major harm to the U.S. policy in the Middle East, which is what Iran seeks most. The recent Hamas attack appears to have been premeditated and executed with great care, though it is unlikely that the group was solely responsible for its planning. Substantial evidence points towards Iranian involvement, and Iran has openly declared its support for the attack. Significantly, a majority of the weapons used in the attack were of Iranian origin. I do not anticipate this conflict to extend across the entire Middle East region. The rationale is that in the case of Israel engaging in warfare with Iran, Iran would be subjected to fragmentation into 5 different regions. The key factor in such a hypothetical scenario is the response of Arab nations. Recollection of the Six-Day War in 1967 and the Yom Kippur War in 1973 remains prominent among Arabs. The security of Israel, therefore, could potentially be jeopardized. Following the Hamas attack on Palestine, the Arab countries have realized that Israel's perceived strength may have been exaggerated. If Israel were to go to war with Iran, it could potentially face the Arab countries of the Middle East. Such an event could lead to significant chaos. Given this understanding, it is unlikely that any such conflict would extend beyond the borders of Israel. Even if Israel were to engage in war with Hezbollah alone, the region would suffer substantial damage. It is widely acknowledged that Hezbollah possesses 150,000 rockets and its armament capacity rivals that of a small nation-state. Given this understanding, it is unlikely that any such conflict would extend beyond the borders of Israel. I am uncertain if Israel is planning a ground invasion of Gaza. However, Israel intends to conduct a significant bombardment of Gaza. Numerous subterranean tunnels in Gaza harbor Hamas terrorists. The Israeli army may gain momentum with a ground invasion of Gaza. The narrow streets in Gaza present a challenging obstacle for tank entry. Even if Israel were to assume control of Gaza through a ground operation, it is expected that their armed forces would incur numerous casualties. I am uncertain whether Jewish individuals residing in the proximity of Gaza and the West Bank will choose to return to the region following the recent occurrences. There is potential for individuals to refrain from inhabiting areas near Gaza and the West Bank. The current situation in Israel will undermine the authority of Benjamin Netanyahu. Yair Lapid has previously expressed his support for a two-state system between Israel and Palestine. Former Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid opined that an emergency government should be formed in Israel to foster unity. After the cessation of hostilities, the Israeli government and the opposition will confront each other. It is doubtful that Benjamin Netanyahu will retain his position in government. The conflict will restructure the region and trigger fresh elections, with Yair Lapid likely as the victor. As is well known, Netanyahu's efforts to overhaul the judiciary met significant opposition from both the public and the military, making his political position untenable. After the cessation of hostilities, the Israeli government and the opposition will confront each other. It is doubtful that Benjamin Netanyahu will retain his position in government. The conflict will restructure the region and trigger fresh elections, with Yair Lapid likely as the victor. As you are aware, the public and the army have opposed Benjamin Netanyahu's recent decision regarding the judiciary. After this process, a reconfiguration of the region will transpire, ultimately resolving the tumultuous state within it. The same mind that reshaped Africa is now shaping the Middle East, though the repercussions may be significant. In short, there is a high probability of this happening. After the end of the war in Israel, some people may leave the country for security reasons. 2. Benjamin Netanyahu will lose the elections and the Mahmoud Abbas administration in Palestine will change. 3. When a new government is formed, they will think about how to live with the Palestinians. A two-state system will be on the agenda. International Relations, Threat, and Geopolitics Analyst, Kanan Haidarov. Data, October 10, 2023. Subject, Israeli-Palestinian War.